Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
Cynics amongst you would say that every artist or singer says to the crowd they're performing to, you're the best audience.
They do. Everywhere they go. Everywhere they do, Joe, they say, ah, oh, you know what? Birmingham, you're the greatest crowd. Oh, you know what? Manchester, you're the greatest crowd.
No, is wrong, because Little Mix said it when I was there. When my mate went without me, they didn't say it. I think this is evidence. Every concert I've been to, I have brought the party.
Joe brings the party. I mean, she wants to get that trademarked and tattooed somewhere on her.
Adele last night. I mean, this could... Because if you see, you think of Adele, went to see her over in Birmingham at the Genting Arena, and you go, she's not that person. She's not a person who would go, oh my God, you're the greatest audience ever. Like, she's too real, isn't she? She's not going to fake that.
Oh, Birmingham, you're crazy, ain't you? It'd be something like that, wouldn't it?
So yeah. I was a bit worried as I went to Adele, because I thought this could take the record away from me. Because at the moment, every single concert I've been to, I have been part of the best audience.
Okay.
So,
good job you're still staying modest about it, though. Stuff,
well, you've got to crow about it. Who else is going to?
Right.
Here's the evidence from last night. Now, you analyse this, you tell me. She was recording an award acceptance speech. She's got an award in America, so she... don't tell anyone, it's supposed to be secret.
Oh, right. Well, so we've just ruined that, haven't you?
She was recording an acceptance speech, and then we had to all shout hello. You know, that's the gag. We all had to shout hello and scream at the end of it.
How many takes did that take?
One.
Oh, well, very professional audience last night. Well,
oh,
done
thank
if
you.
Oh, stop it. Oh, no, don't. I shouldn't have said that.
At the end of that, she said, oh, my God, you're such a great crowd. Oh. I could hire you out as rent a crowd.
Oh, don't. Does that
prove I was part of the best audience?
No.
Okay. Then she sang Chasing Pavements.
Tune that.
And she said, I'm having a competition, crowd to crowd, to see who sings it the loudest. And she said, this is my second night in Birmingham, and when they sang it last night, I told them they weren't the loudest. Glasgow still had the record.
Okay.
So, like, this is proven. She doesn't just say it to anybody, right?
Well, she could have just... That, I mean, that could just be the same... The story she tells here when she's doing a double night thing, you know.
She's not a liar.
She'll be going to London saying that Birmingham's first night was the loudest tomorrow.
So we sang Chasing Pavements.
Yep.
And at the end...
Let me guess...
She said we were joint level with Glasgow.
She said
we didn't beat Glasgow.
Oh, okay.
So you go, okay, she's telling the truth here.
I like Adele, real talk, yeah.
And then we sang Someone Like You.
Oh.
And I quote, this is the best I've ever heard it sang.
No!
This is the best I've ever heard it sang by a crowd. You are the best crowd ever for Someone Like You. As my world record continues.
Yeah, so if you went to Adele last night, forget it, right? Forget if you're thinking, yeah, we're part of the best crowd. Joe has taken all of the credit for all of that.
Thank you.
This morning.
Acceptance speech on the way. Thank you.
Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.